Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Years of activism, years of promises, and yet not much seems to have changed in Hollywood, at least when it comes to the Academy Awards. This year's major nominations, very white, very male. We will go in depth. We start with more of the same when it comes to Oscar nominations. April Lorraine is an attorney and activist who started the hashtag OscarsSoWhite protest movement several years back. April, looking at the slate of nominees, like we said at the beginning of our show, mostly male, mostly white.
That's true, and it's unfortunate, but we know that the Academy membership is also mostly male and mostly white, and those are the people who vote for the awards. So in 2016, the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences, those who run the Oscars, committed to doubling the number of people of color and doubling the number of women within their membership ranks by 2020, this year. They met their mark, but going from 8 to 16% with respect to people of color, but they fell short and went from 25% to 32% women. So if you carry the one, that means that the Oscar membership is still 84% white and 68% men.
How does it feel to you that, A, they haven't met that mark in the right way or the way that was hoped, and B, that some of these people who were snubbed for the Oscars did get recognized for things like the Globes, Critics' Choice, SAG Awards?
Well, it goes down. It really depends on what the membership looks like. I think we saw significant snubs with respect to the Hollywood Foreign Press with the Golden Globes this year. We also saw it very recently with the BAFTAs. And also with the Critics' Choice Award. So it's unfortunate. The numbers, the commitment that the Academy made was something that they took on themselves. And so one has to ask, now that they've fallen short, what are they going to do? And even with respect to the 16% people of color, that clearly does not represent the audience that is paying their hard-earned money to sit in those darkened theaters or stream it online, right? So the largest growing demographic of moviegoers is the Latinx community, and they are woefully underrepresented both within the Academy and on the big and small screen.
So let me use very blunt language then, April. Is the Academy just a racist institution?
No, that's never a word that I'm using. What we do know is that people gravitate towards things that they feel comfortable with, that they feel familiar with, So, for example, guys, if you go to see a movie like Girls Trip with an all-black cast, you're going to have a totally different reaction than I would as a black woman seeing that same film. I'm definitely not calling you racist because I don't think you are, but we all bring our own experiences to a film, and that's why it's incredibly important that we talk about inclusion and representation, not just with respect to the faces that we see on the screen, but also who's working behind the camera. So who's telling the story and whose story is being told?
Every year they're also worried about their ratings, right? Closely tracked. It's been falling and falling and falling. Are they just going to torpedo their ratings by doing something like this because you turned so many people off?
Well, they definitely might, but that's not my concern, right? And it truly shouldn't be the Academy's concern either, because if we're talking about ratings, then what we're talking about truly is a popularity contest, that people are going to be more interested in watching the Oscars as opposed to any other program that's on TV. What we also know is that the Academy membership is not required to view the performances before they vote. Let me give you a pause there for your listeners.
That seems a little strange.
What I just said.
Yeah.
Right? And if that's the case, then what I've always said with respect to Oscar So White is that it should be a meritocracy. Let the best performances win. But if you're not watching the films, then on what are you basing your vote?
April Rain, an attorney and activist who started the Oscar So White movement several years ago.